And at 8:55, it's time to check in on the commodity markets. We go to Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. And how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and it looks like the market's not looking too bad here after that 8:30 reopen.
No, we kind of started things about a week ago here whenever we had our Friday morning report. We were up pretty good last Friday, if you remember, and we've had some pretty good follow-through this week. The markets are just trying to kind of they were overnight, they're mostly higher, and they were just trying to kind of keep their momentum going. And we've actually moved up over the $9 mark on new crop beans here on the board for November overnight, currently trading about 902 and a quarter. We've been up about 906 there over the overnight session. So kind of a nice rally. We're hoping that we can hold that here today. And let's just look at some of the news items. I think really the outside markets are a factor here. We're seeing some of the outside markets like the dollar here rebounding from some of the sharp losses that they had yesterday. The currency volatility just kind of continues to be a big deal here as we look at things. So we also had some corn sold to Japan here announced this morning, 170,000 metric tons of corn sold. And also in the news, we had some of the European Union agencies came out with their projections for wheat and barley, and both were off pretty substantially, about, 5 million metric tons on the wheat and about 2 on the corn, or 2 on the barley, excuse me. So that gave it a little bit of emphasis, too. We've got some real wet weather down in the Delta states. The Ohio Valley has had some rain, along the Ohio River there. Of course, the Delta, we're looking at starting planting here pretty soon. They've had some real heavy rain and are looking at some additional heavy rain. So that is positive from a price standpoint as well. Overnight, we had China's markets were a little bit lower. There's still some talk about what China announced last weekend, that they may be looking at coming in and trying to produce more beans and less corn here as they go forward. So I think that's also a factor that's come into play here as we've looked at things here this week. So let's just take a quick look here before I get off here. Right now we've got March corn or May corn about unchanged at 363. December corn's up a half, so it's staying pretty steady here. It did have a little, it was up a few cents here for a while on the open this morning. May beans are up about 2 1/4 right now. November's up about 1 1/4. They've been up 3 or 4 cents higher than that during the day. And if we look at things for the week, we're looking at corn being up about 19, wheat being up about 12 here, and corn about 3, and beans about 12 for the week here. So let's hope we can close a higher Friday here to get a good weekly close.
Sounds like a good plan. Bill, thanks a lot for the report, and have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. In your weather forecast here locally, a beautiful early spring day, mostly sunny skies and a high of 59 degrees, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, slight chance of rain after midnight, the low 45. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of showers and a high of 64 degrees. Rain likely tomorrow night, 55 the low, and rain likely for Sunday, the high 68. Also, just looking real quick at the Dow, it's trading up 175 points in the early going, back up over the 17,000 mark at 17,171. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HG3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.